Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks with the kind of depth that actually helps you make smarter investment decisions. Today, we're diving deep into KB Home, ticker KBH, a major player in the residential construction space that's been navigating some serious headwinds in the housing market. KB Home has been in the spotlight lately with its latest earnings release, showing the pressures of high mortgage rates and softer demand. But there's more to the story than just the headline numbers. We're going to walk through the full picture from operations to valuation so you can see where this stock might be headed over the long haul. Let's start with the company itself. KB Home operates across the United States with a focus on building homes in four key regions: the West Coast, Southwest, Central, and Southeast. The company emphasizes a build-to-order model that lets buyers customize homes, which management believes helps protect margins even when the broader market slows. It's been around for decades, headquartered in Los Angeles, and currently employs a couple thousand people while generating several billion in annual revenue. CEO Robert McGibney has been steering the ship through this challenging cycle. On the revenue side, the latest full-year results came in at about $6.24 billion, down from $6.93 billion the prior year, with the vast majority coming from housing deliveries rather than land sales. Geographically, the West Coast region still leads with over $2.69 billion, followed by the Southwest at $1.25 billion, Central at $1.18 billion, and Southeast at $1.1 billion. That geographic spread gives some diversification, but all regions felt the impact of fewer deliveries amid the tough affordability environment. Earnings took a noticeable step back as well. Full-year EPS landed at 6.31 compared to 8.70 the year before, and the most recent quarter showed just 0.43 per share versus 1.50 a year earlier. Revenue for that quarter dropped to $1.11 billion from $1.53 billion, reflecting lower home deliveries and the persistent weight of elevated mortgage rates. Margins also faced pressure, with gross profit margin coming in around 17% for the trailing 12 months. Management commentary from the earnings call highlighted the built-to-order strategy as a key buffer against weak demand, noting that it helps limit inventory risk and supports better cost control. They also discussed tightening land acquisition to match current market conditions and keeping a close eye on interest rate volatility. The team narrowed its full-year outlook, signaling caution, but also confidence that the current setup positions them for eventual recovery when rates ease. Looking at the balance sheet, total assets sit near $6.68 billion with strong liquidity, including a current ratio over 6x. Debt to equity is moderate at about 0.52, and the company continues to generate solid free cash flow, recently at $290 million for the year. Return on equity came in around 7%, while net profit margin held near 5%. These metrics show a balance sheet that can weather the cycle, though profitability metrics have clearly compressed from peak levels. For valuation, we turn to an EV/EBITDA framework, given the company's cyclical nature and the availability of solid EBITDA estimates. The model carries high confidence after adjustments for the current environment. Current trading price sits around $65, while the fair value estimate lands in the neighborhood of $55, suggesting the shares are trading a bit rich relative to the model's output. What drives this valuation? First, the 10x EV/EBITDA multiple reflects a balanced mid-cycle assumption that sits between the depressed starting point and richer industry averages. Second, forward PE assumptions were set at 10x to account for cyclical caution while still acknowledging analyst estimates. Third, the share count reduction from buybacks at an 8% annual pace provides some support to per share value. Fourth, custom free cash flow ratios were applied to smooth out historical anomalies and better reflect normalized conversion. Overall, the blended picture points to modest overvaluation at current levels. On the strength side, the return to a disciplined build-to-order model supports margin stability and operational predictability. The company also maintains a fortress balance sheet with ample liquidity. Weaknesses include revenue contraction, declining orders and backlog, and pressure on margins from the high-rate environment. Opportunities lie in potential rate cuts that could unlock pent-up demand, while threats center on prolonged affordability issues and competitive intensity in the home building space. Over the past year, the stock has delivered about 13% total return, with stronger moves in the three-month window at over 16%. That performance has outpaced some peers in the residential construction group, though it still lags broader market gains over longer periods. Short-term traders should watch for volatility around housing data releases and any shifts in mortgage rate trends. My take is that KB Home is a well-run operator in a tough cyclical spot right now. The built-to-order approach and land discipline are smart, but the stock looks a little expensive versus our rough fair value zone around $55. Patient investors could see rewards if rates move lower and demand rebounds, yet assumption changes around multiples or growth can swing that target a lot. I'd want a clearer margin of safety before getting aggressive here. Wrapping up, KB Home faces real near-term challenges, but retains the operational strengths to navigate them. Keep an eye on mortgage rates and delivery trends as the key catalysts. Thanks for watching. Hit that like button if this breakdown helped, and I'll see you in the next one.